I'm John Batsu with my good colleague, Simon Constable. He's in the south of France, but he's an Englishman, so therefore I bring to his attention London Times reporting Sir Keir Starmer at the box defending his party, dominantly controlling Parliament. The government will publish critical evidence in the China spying case that led to the collapse of the trial, says Sir Keir Starmer. The Prime Minister told MPs that he had decided to publish three witness statements that were shared with prosecutors in full, as he blamed the last government for the failed prosecution. The Tories did it. The Crown Prosecution Service dropped charges against Christopher Cash, 30, a former parliamentarian teacher, and Christopher Barry, 33, an academic, last month after saying the government had failed to provide a statement that, at the time of the offense, China represented a threat to national security. The pair have denied the allegations. Simon, I'm fascinated. China is a thief. China spies on everyone, including itself. There is no doubt whatsoever it's a hostile force in the world. It's an adversary of everything you and I have grown up with. What is the problem in Britain? Can you help me with this?
Well, first of all, let's say this is yet another version of Keir Starmer saying, oh, it was the other guy did it, which is the Conservatives. And they said that every day. And with it being after over a year since he was elected into Parliament as the leading party, they've been saying that again and again and again. Now, I believe that you can say that initially, probably for a month or two, but they seem to say it every day. When they've got something wrong, they blame the other guy, which I think isn't very grown up, especially for a person who should be grown up after being the head of the Crown Prosecution Service, which is the roughly the equivalent of the district attorney in America. The other thing is, I think the government and the Crown Prosecution Service together are probably not doing a great job. And that is part of the problem. Basically, justice has to be seen to be done. And it doesn't look like it's been seen to be done. And the relevant documents have not been brought forward to anyone to go to court, to go to the press, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is not being seen to be done. Now, they may be innocent, they may not be, but this has to be included. And yes, China is an enemy of the UK, without a doubt.
Starmer said the previous Conservative government was responsible for the collapse of the trial because it had failed to classify China as a threat to national security during the relevant period of 21 and 22 when the alleged offenses took place. In other words, nobody's saying they're innocent or guilty. They're saying you didn't make China a threat, therefore you can't prosecute them for what they may or may not have done when you didn't take China a threat. This strikes me as exceedingly lawyerly. And if I were
it's pedantic, John. It's pedantic. It's the pedant's result. Revolt. If you like, you've heard of the peasant's result. This is the pedants, the people who are pedantic about things. And it just seems to be a complete mess.
Let's go to another matter that seems obvious from this side of the Atlantic. There is a young man at Oxford, Balliol College, which is distinguished in history, who has now been told he's not welcome at Oxford anymore, or at least for a time, because he's been videoed and demonstrated chanting hatred on the streets of Britain, something to do with the Palestinians, something to do with the Zionists. I don't need to repeat his words. His chanting has suspended him from Oxford University. His name is Samuel Williams. He's from Tunbridge Wells in Kent. And he's chanting things that here in America would be seen clearly as dangerous, especially when they're taking place in large gatherings of people protesting. But there's a photograph of him opposing, I suppose, in his Oxford digs with an automatic weapon in his hand and a big grin on his face. Wow, Simon. Okay, so Oxford tells us that they don't comment on individual cases, but in this instance, while the university cannot comment on individual student cases, it has the power to take immediate and proportionate action, including, as appropriate, suspending a student from membership of the university whenever serious concerns are raised. You know, we don't have to use our imagination to figure what Donald Trump would do with this one.
No, we don't. No, we don't. It's very interesting. First of all, let's go with the obvious. An automatic firearm is completely illegal in the UK, except for the armed forces or the police. And that's it. It's just not allowed. It is completely unlawful and is really frowned upon in every way. The other thing is that I think with the sort of things you're describing is that this is you can blame the man himself, who should be sanctioned for being anti-Semitic, but also the university. What has he learned at the University of Oxford and Balliol College that would make him want to do this? I'm really not sure. It doesn't make any sense. Hate is not a thing that you want to see on a university campus, particularly not one of the best colleges at the University of Oxford.
Tunbridge Wells in Kent, is that a treasured place to live, Tunbridge?
Yes, it is. It is a nice place to live. It's in the southeast of England, and there are plenty of really, you know, positive people and basically well-heeled people.
Samuel Williams is his name, and he's suspended from Balliol College at Oxford, one of the privileged places on earth, and he's at risk of having walked away. This is CBS Eye on the World with Simon Constable in the south of France, where it's still paradise.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,